Good morning and welcome to your Catholic News Update for Friday, the 21st of October. In the coming days, an official study will look at an alleged miracle obtained through the intercession of Blessed Pope John Paul II in the state of Yucatan, Mexico. The case is the healing of a woman named Sara Guadalupe Fuentes Garcia. She was suddenly cured of a tumor that blocked 80% of her throat and required emergency surgery. It took place during the recent visit of John Paul II relics to Mexico. The woman says that she placed a picture of the Pope on her chest and throat to ask for healing. The Bishop of Yucatan will investigate the case. If confirmed, it could become the miracle to be submitted to the Pope to declare the former pontiff a saint. Pope Benedict XVI has met with the bishops of Australia during their ad limina visit to Rome, which will conclude tomorrow. He told the bishops that it's urgent to ensure Catholics here understand, embrace, and propose their Catholic faith intelligently and willingly to others. In this way, the Pope told the bishops, Australian Catholics will give such an account of your faith by word and example that it will be convincing and attractive. The Pope also spoke to them about some of the recent problems confronting the Church in Australia, one of which was cases of sex abuse by clergy members. He said, "It is true that yours is a pastoral burden which has been made heavier by the past sins and mistakes of others, most regrettably including some clergy and religious. But the task now falls to you to continue to repair the errors of the past with honesty and openness in order to build, with humility and resolve, a better future for all concerned." Pope Benedict also said that St. Mary MacKillop's courageous response to the difficulties she faced throughout her life can also inspire today's Catholics as they confront the new evangelization and serious challenges to the spread of the gospel in society as a whole. At the end of the meeting, the Pope gave a cross to each bishop in attendance as a sign of communion with Rome. Following news of the assassination of Italian missionary Father Fausto Tentorio in the southern Philippines on Tuesday, Catholic Mission has learnt of the death of another pastoral worker murdered in Colombia last Sunday. Luis Eduardo Garcia, a Catholic layman and justice advocate from El Tambo, Colombia, was killed last Sunday while travelling home. His vehicle was intercepted by a guerrilla group. He was abducted to another place and murdered. His body was later recovered. The Episcopal Conference of Colombia told the Fides News Service that Luis Eduardo Garcia had worked with the Social and Cultural Reactivation Project set up by the Colombian Bishops' Conference. It is assisting people affected by the severe weather that swept through the country in late 2010 and early this year. After Muammar Gaddafi's death, Libya must chart a new course based on human dignity and the rule of law, the Vatican said in a statement released yesterday. The statement said, "The news of the death of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi thus closes an overly long and tragic phase of the bloody fight for the overthrow of a hard and oppressive regime. The former Libyan leader's violent death shows the immense human suffering that accompanies the affirmation and the collapse of every system that is not based on the respect and dignity of the person, but on the prevailing assertion of power." The Vatican said it now hopes the new governors will work to prevent violence motivated by revenge and take on the necessary work of sowing peace and reconstruction as soon as possible with a spirit of inclusion on the foundation of justice and law. And that's all for today's news update. Thanks for listening. We'll speak to you again next week. God bless.